Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, rolling. A little Friday energy coming at your way this morning. 9:48, yeah. Sounds good.
All right,
get you ready for a weekend.
Before we get to the Cindy O'HRO Twitter question, we've got some KFH breaking news. It's powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. The breaking news is Kareem Hunt has been suspended 8 games by the NFL. The Cleveland Browns can have his services in the second half of the 2019 season. So it's official. He will get 8 games, as the NFL announced earlier today. So there's your breaking news from the NFL. He has, quote, accepted responsibility for his conduct and the discipline that has been imposed, unquote. Mm-hmm. And he profusely apologized and talked about Roger Goodell in a statement and talked about how he's grateful to the Browns and all that stuff. So it's now official.
Well, let's hope that he lives. Let's just hope that he has learned something from this experience. Moving forward is better. I don't know about if being better for it is appropriate, but has learned from it to the point where he's more sensitive to things of this nature.
That's pretty well said, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get to your Cindy Twitter question, brought to you by Cindy HRO, your HR experts in Wichita, each and every day. It's a Friday edition of the Cindy Twitter question.
Idaho, the Vandals, quote-unquote, won yesterday's quarterfinal in the toughest job for an athletic director question on at KFH Radio. So we move to the mountains today. Which of these four is the toughest job for an AD? UNLV, Colorado State, New Mexico, Utah State.
The easiest job for an AD.
No. The toughest.
Oh. The toughest.
These are all the toughest. Like, who
these
would
are
you
all
not,
the toughest.
Who would you not want to be the AD at in these particular Twitter questions? Which is the most challenging? UNLV, Colorado State, New Mexico, Utah State. Jamin, a frequent contributor on Twitter and KFHP1, says Utah State winning this poll and they're in line for an at-large bid to the tourney. And
kind of a contradiction in terms.
He's right,
it?
But I also replied with, I have a broken watch that's right twice a day. Point is,
oh, there you go.
Utah Good. State Attaboy. Most of the time is a sad sack, you know, football, men's basketball. That's kind of the underlying
basketball.
Point, which one of these schools just struggles to be consistently good athletically. It's close. Utah State, 34%. Colorado State, 30%. New Mexico, 23%. UNLV is 13%. To me, that has its own set of challenges, being an AD in a university in Las Vegas, for crying out loud. You know, there's a few other things to do other than be a, you know, go to school and 100% concentrate on practice.
All four of them have had success at various levels. It's a pretty good question because all four of them, first of all, they're all out of the Mountain West. Secondly, they've had similar levels of success. Colorado State went to bowl games for 3 years in a row before this last season, for instance. Utah State has had a pretty good run in college hoops at various times over the last, 10 years or so? I mean, remember some of those, I don't know, was it the old Bracket Busters that, Wichita State was involved with? And was it Stu Merrill was the coach out there?
I think you're right.
I mean,
but at that same time, they were terrible in football.
Yeah.
So
now, they're not bad in football
right
now.
And they've had pretty good. All these teams have had a hard time syncing it up at the same time.
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah, New Mexico has had pretty good hoops, but not very good over the last few years, and has been pretty forgettable in football.
UNLV is not very good in football.
No, they're not, and they're only so-so in basketball.
Now they're not very good in basketball either. So.
Yeah. I'm not sure which one I'd answer with that, but I don't think it'd be Utah State based on current performance.
Okay, fair enough.
That'd be my take.
You also
maybe.
Have challenges just being in Logan, Utah.
Yeah.
With all due respect to Logan, Utah.
Yeah. As opposed to Albuquerque, Fort Collins, or Vegas.
Or Vegas.
Huh. But is it going to be harder or easier at Vegas once the Raiders get there? Isn't Vegas turning into a professional city?
Since you put it that way, I would think it would be even harder. I don't know.
I would think so, too. I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden all of the attention is on the Raiders and the Knights, maybe it's even harder to get a seat at the table in Vegas. I don't know.
So whoever wins this will be pitted with Idaho and two schools to be determined next week, and then we'll have our finals like on Wednesday or Thursday to see which of my 16 schools would be the hardest to be the AD at, which is a kind way of saying, let's go, sports, pick it up all the way across the board.
Okay.
So.
I'm trying to think of the last time that Idaho, you really tweaked me yesterday with Idaho and Idaho State.
I don't know. San Jose State, too. They stink.
Well, San Jose State sucks, too, at virtually everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, I'm trying to remember the last time. Idaho had a pretty good run of basketball when not Dan, who is at Long Beach State, but Don Munson, who ended up becoming the coach at Oregon, was at Idaho, and and that was maybe 20 some years ago. It's fuzzy to me, but they had a nice run with Don Munson, who burned out at Oregon, and couldn't win at Oregon, but did at Idaho, and he was a former. Let's see, he was with Judd Heathcote at Michigan State. During those magic years and stuff like that. He was an assistant there. So, but I can't remember Idaho being good in anything, or Idaho State for that matter.
Yeah, Idaho State somehow avoided ridicule.
Mark Schlereth went to one of those schools.
He went to Idaho, yeah. And Jared Allen went to Idaho State.
That's right.
The former Chief Greg, Jared Allen went to Idaho State. But yeah.
And so did William Peterson. Do you know who William Peterson is?
A little help.
CSI. Think original CSI. I'm serious. William Peterson, I believe, played football at Idaho State.
I like that guy.
Yeah, I know. It's like I said, meaningless rabble. We're back in a minute.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.